This goes to Dr. Mawari, M like Mary, A W A R I, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Andrew, last name is Omen, O, M like Mary, A, N like November, date of birth 12/8/1959. Dear Dr. Mawari, this is a consultation for Mr. Omen, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. He is a 65-year-old patient with a long history of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and congestive heart failure. He had not had medical care for many years, between 5 and 10 years. He reports that was due to the fact that the medications made him feel exhausted, weak, and dizzy. So 10 years ago, he stopped diabetic medication and heart medication. He had previously had a myocardial infarction when he was 40, then had a cardiac catheterization because he had continued to have angina type chest pains. And the cardiac catheterization was completely clear, and the cardiologist told him he did not have to follow up anymore after the cardiac catheterization. So the patient actually stopped all treatment and then felt quite a bit better. Then last spring, he started having shortness of breath and cough and sought medical care and was found to have uncontrolled type 2 diabetes and increased protein in the urine. He does have a new primary care provider now, and he is trying to get the blood sugars under control. He does have decreased sensation in both hands and feet. And since he's been restarted on metformin, it's causing severe diarrhea every time he takes a dose. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, but he complains of feeling extremely tired, and that happens every time he takes his morning medications. He's been napping several hours once or twice a day also, and then does still sleep well at night. He denies cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no current dyspnea or sputum production, no wheezing, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and he does have diarrhea when he takes the metformin. He denies blood or melena, although he did have a positive Cologuard test June 10th, and he is scheduled for a colonoscopy in August for further evaluation of the positive Cologuard test. And past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, a history of obstructive sleep apnea when he weighed more. His wife reports that he does not snore anymore after he has lost a significant amount of weight. He has diabetic retinopathy and gets ongoing eye laser treatments for that, and diabetic neuropathy. Also decreased sensation in hands and feet. Past surgical history, he's had a cholecystectomy, an appendectomy, cardiac catheterization in his 40s, and multiple eye laser treatments since he's recently been back to the doctor. Social history, he quit smoking in 2001. Prior to that, smoked a pack of cigarettes per day for more than 20 years. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is currently retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and thyroid disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, He's on albuterol, HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Fenofibrate, 145 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Valsartan is 320 milligram daily. Glargine insulin, 20 units once daily at bedtime. Carvedilol, 25 milligram twice a day. Rosuvastatin is 5 milligram daily. He was on Jardiance, 25 milligram daily, but it is too expensive at this time, so he's stopped taking it. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 184 pounds, pulse is 86, blood pressure left arm setting large adult cuff is 130 over 72. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Normal bowel sounds times 4, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. He does have decreased sensation in both feet and hands also. Pulses 1 to 2 plus pedal pulses. Radial pulses 2 plus bilaterally. No suspicious lesions or ulcerations are noted. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done May 6, 2025. Creatinine is 1.05, greater than 60 GFR. Sodium 140, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 25, calcium is 9.4, random glucose is 100. In 4, 6 of 25, creatinine was 0.85, calcium 8.4, sodium 134, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 28, glucose at that time was 118, hemoglobin 11.6, white count was 12.5, platelets were normal. Urinalysis, negative for blood and 1 plus protein on April 16th. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 649. We also have a Doppler of the, an ultrasound Doppler of the renal arteries, and that was done 12/2 of 2015. And at that time, there was no evidence of renal artery stenosis. And he also had a transthoracic echocardiogram, initially 4/4 of 25. The ejection fraction was initially 37% prior to treatment, and he had mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. The echocardiogram was repeated on 7/28 of 25. Ejection fraction is now up to 49%. And the right ventricle appeared normal, and the function appeared normal. So the cardiac findings had improved with treatment. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with gross proteinuria. The patient is adequately treated with the maximum dose of valsartan as well as spironolactone. We would recommend continuing both medications. He should improve diabetic control, which he is doing. We would recommend it holding metformin, completely stopping it to see if the diarrhea would stop, and then possibly starting a GLP-1 inhibitor or use some regular insulin with meals for your sugar control. You could resume metformin at a lower dose, like 500 milligram once a day, titrating up to see if the diarrhea resumed. but if it did, I would recommend stopping it and staying off metformin. We've advised him to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and to follow a low-salt to diabetic diet. Labs should be done every 3 to 6 months, and he should have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.